Kirk. It's a pleasure to see you at SAS Global Forum again this year.
Hi, Shelley. It's always good seeing you.
And you presented this year, didn't you?
Did a seminar, a Sunday seminar on macro design, building reusable tools. Very good seminar, a lot of good comments. The users had a lot of good insights, and it was a wonderful event.
Great.
Gave a couple presentations. Tuesday, gave a coder's corner, and on the underscore method option in SQL, and then gave a presentation, invited presentation on joins and the algorithms behind it, the join algorithms, and then did a hands-on workshop this morning, Wednesday, on macro, and was also involved on Monday in a very new event, sascommunity.org panel. And that we were very proud of, the panel team and the people behind the sascommunity.org are an incredible bunch of people, and we're very excited about the prospects it offers.
Well, I believe that you have your own personal page on sascommunity.org, and users can go out there and read all about your most recent book with SAS Press, and also you have a blog, I believe, and some puzzles that you've created.
That is correct. Anything to draw a little attention to certain work that's out there. The blog, it's called Kirk's ProcSQL Blog World. And then I've got the puzzles and just a little information about the SQL world, some of the new features, some of the exciting features for programming and efficiency. Also have several white papers out there that correspond with the book, The ProcSQL Beyond the Basics. And just to provide some informative material for people in their research or to see what's cooking with interfaces like the macro language in SQL or dictionary tables and SAS help views and how they're used within the SQL world as well as in the macro world.
Well, I know in addition to writing your first book with us on ProcSQL, rumor has it that you have two additional ones under contract right now, currently underway.
Yes, very excited about them. One of them is the world of Excel and SAS. All the different methods of transferring data between SAS and Excel, and including the older techniques like DDE and the newer techniques like some of the tag sets, MS Office 2K and Excel XP, and a lot of things in between, such as live name engines and the SAS access with the proc export and import and things like that. And Bill Benjamin and myself are writing that together. The second book, and it's really almost like a complete new book, is my second edition for the ProcSQL. I have some new information and some new additional information on some of the existing content, so I'm busy working on both as we speak. So.
And I'm always so impressed with your schedule because amidst all of that, you also really hit the conference circuit pretty hard throughout the year. Can you tell our listeners some of the other conferences where they can expect to see you?
Certainly. Last year, I did the whole circuit throughout North America, went into Canada as well, into Victoria and Vancouver, as well as all the regionals, and, of course, SAS Global Forum, and even some local user groups. This year, I've already been to Pasadena, Sacramento. I'm slated after SAS Global Forum ends in 2 weeks go to Cincinnati. I've been invited to present at their CINSA group.
Congratulations.
And yeah, it's exciting. I enjoy going to all these different areas and seeing a lot of people I see only at the conferences. So it's nice to go and see them at other venues too. And I'm slated to go to PharmaSug. I'm involved there as presenting and doing workshops, as well as session coordinating and setting up a new section they've got for Code Clinic, where we have, right now I've got 16 code doctors on our team, and very big names too, and if you have an interest in that, I'll be glad to send you the names and the slated agenda.
Great.
We have some really good stuff. Plus all the regionals this fall. The only one I probably won't go to is NESUG. There's a little conflict in scheduling, but I'll be at all the other ones, CSUG, Midwest, South Central, Pacific Northwest, and WUS.
Well, what do you most enjoy about SAS Global Forum in general, and has anything particularly stood out for you at this year's conference?
To answer that, I think probably the first thing, particularly since this is my 30th year using SAS, and SAS SUGIs and SAS Global Forums, this is my 28th year going to them.
Wow.
I think the people is the first thing. It's about the only place I get to see the people that I've worked with or that my colleagues on a regular basis. This is the only time we get to really see each other. So it's always good to do that and set up times so at least you can say hi and catch up with some of the things that people have been doing in their life during the past year. But naturally, the other things that are always useful is just seeing what's going on with the SAS system, talking with the developers and talking with SAS Press people and all the other areas where, because I'm so far away from Cary, I live in San Diego, it's nice to be able to talk one-on-one rather than through email or telephone. So that's always a nice thing. And last but not least, I think probably just the great wealth of papers and the expertise that SAS users are willing to share with all of us. I think that's a wonderful way of working these conferences and getting the most out of it, because once you get into the conference, all that knowledge is free.
Great answer, Kirk. Thank you so much. And so are you flying back to California this afternoon or hanging out in D.C.? Okay.
I'm actually flying Southwest, and I got a direct flight, so go figure.
Hey, that's great news. So nice way to end a very busy conference for you.
It's been wonderful.
It's been great seeing you, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully at some of the regionals if I'm able to attend, and definitely next year at SAS Global Forum in Seattle.
I look forward to that too, Shelley, and definitely we'll have to make sure we stay in touch through saskcommunity.org.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kirk.
Thank you.